This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one. Radio.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be going to Alex Jones in the next segment with a wrap-up for 2015. And I'm going to break down the constitutional issues about what's going on with the BLM across the country. But before we do, I just want to go back and take a look at what happened this last New Year's celebration. As I point out, Happy New Fear, because that's what they're pushing with everybody. They want you to be so afraid of everything that you will turn over all of your freedoms, all of your rights. You will destroy the Constitution so that they can presumably protect you from terrorists. And, of course, who's a terrorist? Anybody they say is a terrorist. We saw 6,000 police in Times Square. I reported on that in the last hour. But, of course, we've also got in many communities, like here in Austin, we have police doing a no-refusal DWI enforcement initiative. In other words, they can pull you over and demand that you give blood to prove to them that you are not intoxicated. How's that? We've had many situations where people who are not intoxicated have been forced to have their blood drawn. We've reported on that many times. Well, that's going on right now from December 18th. It's going to end today in Austin. As of this last Monday, 127 people had already been taken into custody, with 48 choosing to take a breathalyzer test, 14 consenting to a blood draw. As many as 65 people did refuse to consent, however, and they had their blood forcibly taken. That's the kind of country that we now live in. And, of course, it's not just Austin. It's not just Texas. They're also doing this in Tennessee. The State Highway Patrol is going to be doing that until January the 4th, until tomorrow. They'll be having a no-refusal traffic safety point. How about that? No refusal. Sounds kind of like our no informed consent on vaccinations, right? They can inject anything that they wish into you without your informed consent. They can draw blood from you without your informed consent. You can't refuse. See, we're nothing but slaves as far as they're concerned. Meanwhile, what's happening at the border? Well, we've got one of Brownsville's southernmost property owners says that he's fed up with all the drugs crossing over his land. This is something that was on the Drudge Report. He says the amount of drugs coming through is phenomenal. He said they just come over the fence. They just climb right over the fence. That's why I have said that building a wall is not going to stop this. You have to stop the war on drugs. The war on drugs is what's creating this kind of demand, as well as the welfare state that is pulling people in. As long as you've got the welfare state pulling people in like a magnet, and as long as you've got a thriving black market that is created by prohibition, we saw this all happen with alcohol prohibition. Why could we not learn from that? Even the current drug czar says that it is a failure, and yet he will not stop any of this. Amazingly, you know, we're looking at these no-refusal blood draws. The current drug czar was an alcoholic. It had multiple DUI arrests, multiple car crashes while he was drunk, and he got over that through treatment. And he says that's really what we need to be focusing on rather than law enforcement. And yet, he's not stopping what he calls a failed policy. And quite frankly, what he is doing as a drug czar is far more dangerous to the public than what he could do as a perpetual drunk driver. He could not kill and damage people anywhere close to what he's doing as a drug czar over this massive, unconstitutional war on drugs. The new year is bringing some new laws. In California, they can now seize your guns from law-abiding citizens without charging you, without giving you any notice. They can hold those firearms for 21 days. But, of course, here in Texas, our governor and others have put in a new open carry law that took effect on January the 1st, and we even had our governor, Abbott, tweet out to Obama, if you're going to do gun control by executive order, he tweeted out, come and take it. The other thing that I liked about what he said was on Twitter, he says, I'm embarrassed. Texas is number two in the nation for new gun purchases behind California. He says, let's pick up the pace, Texans. That's the kind of governor we've got. That's where we can win. We need to do this with state nullification. We need to do this with jury nullification. Let's try the peaceful things before we start the civil war. That's what we're saying about this. Now, when we come back, Alex Jones is going to be breaking down what happened in 2015 and where we're going in 2016. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is asleep for the freeway. It's flashing more right, and the city's on fire.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go to Alex's take on 2015 ending and what we can expect to see in 2016. Of course, we are being told that Obama is going to make his move for executive order gun control. He's going to announce that tomorrow. The thing we're all concerned about is now the backdrop of what is going on in Oregon. But we had some gun news this weekend. As I pointed out in the last segment, there's a new law in California that's going to let the police now confiscate guns from Californians without giving them any notice, without charging them with anything, and keeping those firearms for 21 days. On the other hand, here in Texas, we just had open carry become legal for people who have concealed carry licenses. It's still a long ways from constitutional carry, but it is an important step forward. And we have a governor, I think, that is moving us in the right direction. Meanwhile, in Switzerland, we have gun sales surging as the chief of the Swiss Army warns them to arm themselves, specifically talking about the migration of individuals into Europe being an issue. They've had the number of gun permits in Switzerland increased by 20% between 2014 and 2015. They say the greatest increase, more than 70%, was measured in the canton that was close to the border with France. Now, in Chicago, even the police are having their guns taken away from them. Think about this. Places like California, places like Chicago, where the gun violence is the worst, people, or even the police, are not allowed to protect themselves. They're being told that in case there is something happening at the airport, the aviation police need to run and hide. That's the advice for them. They say hundreds of police officers at the one of the country's busiest airports say that in case of an active shooter, they are instructed to run and hide because these officers are unique amongst the nation's major airports and that they don't carry guns in Chicago. Yes, the police officers at the airport in Chicago are not allowed to carry guns. They have badges, they have uniforms, they have vehicles that say police, and they are certified police officers in the state of Illinois. Yet these 300 aviation police officers, also known as aviation security officers, are not allowed to carry guns in Chicago. That is the fear that is engendered in people, the counterproductive way to approach this. Now, I want to go to Alex Jones's report. He's talking about what's going on in Oregon as well as other things that are coming online in 2016. Here's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a special live report on Facebook mentions on this Sunday, the third day of January 2016. We'll be on the radio today, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live, myself and David Knight, breaking all of this down. As you know, many of you, it has just broken that a, quote, armed group has taken over a federal building on supposed federal land in Oregon. This is heavily disputed land because the feds have been expanding these, quote, refuges, even outside of court orders or laws, all over the country. They have been declaring that mines can't operate in the area, that ranchers and farmers can't operate in the area, who've had grazing rights, in some cases, over 100 years. The public is ignorant, generally, because they're not involved in farming or ranching or mining anymore, that if you come, quote, stake a claim under federal and state law, going back over 200 years in this country, and then operate, say, cattle on federal land, and then produce and sell those cattle, that you get the rights to the surface. And that's what the Bundys down in Nevada had. We had that historic event last year where the feds had penned up all their cattle. They were going to let them all die. They'd run out the other 35 families that had been there since 1878. And the Bundys, with hundreds of citizens, well, more like 1,000 citizens, marched as the feds threatened to shoot them and came across the line. The feds backed off. It was historic. This situation, though, is very, very complex because there's the timing that's involved. We've got Obama set tomorrow to announce restrictions via executive orders, a power grab, of the Second Amendment. We've got the fact that we don't know who this militia group is. They may be good, they may be great, they may be infiltrated. We don't know, with provocateurs. But a militia group with some of the Bundy sons has gone into this wildlife refuge headquarters as of last night, taken it over. They said they plan to be there for years. We have their announcements on Infowars.com, breaking all this down in a big article. And that it's going to be a center for patriots for around the country to come there to have this big civil disobedience stand to say that we're done with the feds grabbing property. Even the governor of Texas is suing the feds right now up on the Red River, where they're taking tens of thousands of acres. Every few months they announce new pieces of people's property that they free and clear own and have houses on. In one case, have had a house on it for over 80 years. I mean, it's their property. They pay property taxes on it. And the feds are just announcing that they're redrawing the lines of the Red River and grabbing thousands of acres on both sides of it. I mean, hundreds of square miles total. So it's just crazy. So how do you respond to lawlessness when the federal government is lawless, when the federal government just does whatever it wants and just grabs property outside of law and shuts down power plants and comes after guns and orders the ICE department for 2 years to just bring the illegals in, to give them vouchers? They let airplanes land from Mexico at JFK a month ago and just let everybody off. They don't even check their passports or IDs. That's lawlessness. So when you have a lawless government, our founding fathers did what the Bundys and others are now doing. They went and took over ships. They dumped tea in the harbor. They tarred and feathered British officials. And then the British came to confiscate guns, and 1776 happened, the shot around the world. I want to be clear. This is a complex issue. I understand the perspective of some of these locals and the militia and the Bundys. And I think they're brave people. But my gut tells me this is not the right timing. My gut tells me that they've been infiltrated probably with provocateurs. And this isn't going to go, in my gut, this isn't going to go as well as things went last year at the Bundy Ranch with the historical footage that David Knight and Josh Owens got of the feds standing down and backing off. Because that was their land. They could speak for it. There were over 1,000 people there on horseback with American flags. It was like John Wayne had come back from the dead. The optics were wrong for the feds. They had to back off. Now it's a federal building on federal land. Even if the feds have our land in stewardship, even if they're grabbing land around it, even if their folks are cutting trees and putting burn lines in so their farms don't burn, they call that arson. They're persecuting people. I get all that. But the optics on this with a federal building itself to the general public sounds like they're terrorists, basically. I'm not saying that, but that's how it's going to be pushed. And this feeds into the narrative put out last year by outgoing Nevada Senator Harry Reid when he said, these aren't patriots, these are terrorists. So I've got a bunch of issues here. You've got the timing. You've got the fact that the feds basically are doing the same thing on a wider scale that they're accusing the Bundys of doing. We now have the Oregon ranchers who have been criminally charged for doing fire burns We now have them coming out saying that the Bundy Ranch family basically don't speak for them. And so the situation is deteriorating rapidly. I'm going to send Joe Biggs out there. He wants to go. David Knight is co-hosting today and tomorrow because I'm going to Arizona to do a huge interview. We had, of course, Donald Trump, Matt Drudge recently. It's another big interview. And we've got an even bigger one than that coming up as well in the next month. I may end up hopping on a plane tomorrow night after this interview is done and going on to Oregon. But, again, I admire the Bundys. I think they're for real. Some of the people around them and the folks that have been involved have been proven to be provocateurs before. I want to de-escalate this. I don't want to see a new Waco, a new Ruby Ridge, and then a revolution of physical violence kicks off right when the feds...
Okay, that's Alex Jones. That was pre-recorded earlier. As he pointed out, he is going to be traveling, and we're going to have the rest of that report that he filed before he left. He is currently traveling at the moment. That's why I'm here. I'm David Knight, the host today. We're going to have the rest of what Alex had to say right after the break. Stay with us.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center?
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. And of course, we see the government moving against our people, harassing us, eating out our substance in many, many different ways. And of course, the latest example of this is what is coming to a head right now in Oregon. We have a couple of ranchers who are going to be sent to jail for a second time for something that clearly was not just in the first place. They're not terrorists. They had a fire that got out of hand, burned 125 acres. It was to control invasive species, partly on their land, partly on government land that they had grazing rights to. This is 120 acres out of about 26,000 acres. A very, very small amount. But, of course, they were tried and convicted as terrorists. The judge at the time had the good judgment to not give them more than a couple of months in jail. But now we have some federal prosecutors and judges who want to get vindictive about this. They want to send them back to jail. So many people who were concerned about this abuse by the BLM, as we've seen in many areas of the country over and over again, understand that this is part of a larger problem, went to the area. Nevertheless, the people who are going to be going back to jail did not want them to stand with them, did not want to have a standoff, so they're going to go back to jail. The people who were there to protect them have now taken control of a federal facility. Alex is very concerned about this escalation. He is traveling right now, and he's going to have a big interview he's going to announce tomorrow, but right now he's traveling. He recorded this before he left. This is his concerns about what's going on in Oregon, his concerns about the escalation. Here's Alex Jones.
I want to de-escalate this. I don't want to see a new Waco, a new Ruby Ridge, and then a revolution of physical violence kicks off right when the feds want it to happen, when we're having so many victories politically, so many victories. As Obama power grabs, Congress is being forced to stand up against him. There's all the investigations. His approval ratings are so low. Hillary could be indicted any minute. Donald Trump is surging. The states are standing up and lining up against the globalist interest. This is UN. This is Agenda 21, where they come in with zoning and regulations from UNESCO and the UN and then start expanding the national parks and the wildlife refuges. Oregon's like 69% federal. Another 15% or so is state. I mean, there's less than 20% of you to add it up in Oregon that's privately owned. Nevada, it's like 90% is federally owned, and 4 or 5% state. There's like 4 or 5% that's privately owned. The feds are out of control. And they're kicking ranchers, they're kicking farmers off all over the country. They're harassing Amish. They're the bad guys. It's illegitimate. It's just like the UN goes into Latin America or Africa or Asia and kicks people off their property. It's terrible. This is out of control. We followed for a year what's happening in Oregon. The farmers and ranchers have the surface rights. They've been there for decades and decades, some families over 100 years. What the feds are doing is wrong. And I know people are fed up. They're seeing a criminal power grab. It's illegitimate. The courts won't do the right thing. What do? It takes a lot of courage. And I tend to think that the Bundys are a lot more George Washington / Thomas Jefferson than they are, you know, misguided bad guys. But again, the optics, the visuals on this are not good. So continuing, folks, I'm concerned about infiltrators. I personally have gone to cover military drills. I covered my film Police State 2, The Takeover. And Mike Hansen was a witness to it. A lot of it we caught on footage. And I'm not against the military. This is what they were ordered to do. they put infiltrators in who started trying to set fires, one in particular, and literally trying to blame us for arson. I had to physically restrain this guy to stop it. They told locals don't talk to us and that we were basically criminals and stuff. Where our hotel room got broken into. One time we were covering Delta Force down in San Antonio and the Army pulled guns on us and took our footage. This gets really, really dangerous, is the point I'm making, and it's escalating. And if we were losing the info war, I would be more desperate and say, well, I can see how, you know, occupations like this can draw attention, kind of like the occupation at Wounded Knee with Russell Means and the rest of it. But that didn't go well either. And I get people's points. I understand the American Indian movement's concerns. I understand the land rights movement's concerns. But I'm a smart guy. I mean, I think I've proven I make good predictions, common sense analysis. And the type of civil disobedience I want to see is what we did with the land commissioner, Jerry Patterson, and Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers and over 1,500 other people last year. When we went down to San Antonio where the police said you can't have open carry of rifles. Well, the state law says we could. And the state law trumps local law. And so over 1,000 people carried guns, rifles, had them properly, you know, aimed down, everything on our backs, gave great speeches, pointed it out. Now they've changed the law and are leaving people alone to a great extent in San Antonio. That was a law that was unconstitutional. They were threatening to arrest us, but we still went there and did it. Because we were just taking back the Alamo, taking back Texas. We were just simply there exercising our individual right. We were not going in and taking over a federal building. Sure, it's a federal power grab. Sure, they don't own that land. Sure, taxpayer money paid for that building. It's the people's building. I get the Bundy's view and perspective. But to the general public, now it's an armed group in there, and we're going to hear the quotes from people out there. Like Harry Reid saying, see, I told you these Bundys are terrorists. And it kind of takes the big victory we had with the Bundy Ranch last year that they didn't know how to respond to because of the optics and does this. So here's the situation. Armed protesters take over wildlife refuge building in Oregon. Militia takes over National Wildlife Refuge headquarters. Oregon Rangers reject Cliven Bundy family occupation. And I'm going to call Cliven Bundy right now and try to get these guys on the show today. Obviously, we're going to get our producers working on that. But militia occupies federal wildlife refugees in Oregon, vows to stay. So there's 500 articles so far, 528 articles, show folks right here, on this situation as we speak. So, again, I would just ask folks to pray for restraint on both sides. I happen to know that a lot of the feds that are going to be called in to deal with this are actually awake to what's happening. I was set to shoot a video this morning on the fact that we have so many contacts inside the Secret Service. And the reason the agency's quoting scandal, and the reason they're always using a few bad apples to demonize it, is because they know how bad Obama is. And it's not just Bongino, the former head of Obama's foreign details we've interviewed. And he didn't say anything secret. He just said, it's worse than I say on air. It's worse than you know, Alex. Over the years, I've had a chance to talk to a lot of Secret Service people and talk to other prominent people that know him. And ladies and gentlemen, I can now report to you that it's true, that I was wrong in the past when I said that this was a rumor, a conspiracy theory. It is true. President Obama is a radical Muslim. And actually does basically pray to Mecca 5 times a day inside the White House. I'm not against Muslims in general, but whether it's a PSYOP or whatever, the Secret Service are saying, no, he is a radical Muslim. He is in there.
All right, that's Alex Jones. That was pre-recorded earlier today. He's traveling. He's got a big interview he's going to announce tomorrow. We're going to be right back with more of what Alex Jones was saying in terms of Obama, in terms of what's going on in Oregon. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups.
PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Live, we have a pre-recorded message from Alex Jones we've been playing. And, of course, before we go back to that, we had over the weekend, just as the new year rolled around, the Saudis executed 47 people, many of them just political dissenters, one of them a prominent Shiite cleric. And the response was that Iranians stormed the Saudi embassy and set it on fire. So here in the United States, we have a pushback against the moves by our out-of-control government that labels people as terrorists unjustly here. Now they have taken over a building in Oregon, and Alex has been talking about that, and now he is going to move on to what he's been told about Obama. Some breaking news. Let's go back to Alex Jones.
Also, Michelle Obama and Obama treat the Secret Service like you would treat a child molester. I mean, they just yell at them and tell them they're stupid and get my badge, you stupid. You know, just and they're just it is just over the top. And again, I mean, I've got so many sources, obviously, and it's just it's true. These are deviant people, folks. These are deviant people. What's the most deviant thing you can do to be a radical jihadi inside the White House? I mean, look at what he does funding Al-Qaeda and funding ISIS. And thank God Donald Trump has now come out and pointed all this out. It's up on Infowars.com. He's saying Obama and Hillary created ISIS. So live now, armed protesters take over Oregon Federal Building. Iran deal, so bad it's suspicious. Of course it is. And then there's another one, Trump, Obama, and Hillary created ISIS. So remember, I was telling you this 4 years ago, that they created their latest Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, now ISIS groups in the last 2 years. And so here it is, Trump now going public. We're winning in the info war. We do not need an armed standoff with the armed feds that are going to come out there. Most of them are veterans. Most of them are military. These are not the weird Justice Department lawyers. You know, at Waco, almost all lawyers at that time who were wannabe badasses, most of them weren't even veterans. They were socialists. They wanted to go show, you know, some right-wing, quote, cult, you know, who was boss, to set the precedent to crush everybody. And that turned into a huge fiasco. And you're saying, well, good, let it be a new fiasco. Let a new 1776 start. We don't want it to start at a federal building out in Oregon. We want to keep winning in the info war and try to not have a shooting war. This country's not made up of the same people we were in 1776. I'm sorry. Now, we'll end up winning a civil war if it kicks off. But I'm telling you people, what have I been harping on? What did I shoot a video on yesterday? They want to start a civil war in this country and bring in martial law. We already have a form of martial law with the checkpoints and the NSA and the open borders the president shutting down whatever he wants. That's martial law when the president does whatever he wants. People keep saying martial law is like something out of, you know, a science fiction movie or whatever, where there's checkpoints on every street. No. Martial law just means regular law is suspended. The civil emergencies are in place. All of Europe's basically under a civil emergency because the radical Muslims they brought in. Now they're bringing them in here. And when they start attacking folks, they're going to bring in a civil emergency. They're already blaming the Second Amendment right now for the terrorist attacks launched by radical Muslims. They're coming after our guns tomorrow. Obama's going to go public tomorrow with the background of an armed standoff. And notice the feds keep saying, we don't need to take the guns. We don't need Homeland Security for Muslims. They're not the issue, radical Muslims. It's for the patriots. They're about to attack. And then they push and they push and they defund veterans. And they are pushing all over the country, just going, oh, you've had your land for over 100 years on the Red River? We're just taking it. This is land owned outright by families. So, yes, they're pushing. Yes, they're arrested 15 people and charged them with terrorism for flying rebel flags in Alabama. Yes, or was it Georgia? Yes, this is, yes, they're pushing. We don't need to respond to the bait because we're cleaning their clocks in the info war. And we don't need a civil war kicking off, especially pointed at just the special tactics feds they're going to send in. I mean, that's not going to hurt the New World Order at all if they get killed. That's going to make a bunch of martyrs here, people. There's a reason they haven't killed me. They don't want to make me a martyr for the patriots. We don't want to make them martyrs. We want to de-escalate. People say, oh, that's you're a wimp. Let's get this war going. Almost everybody out there shooting their mouths off for years on my website, in the comments, everywhere, turned out to be feds. Remember Hal Turner? He used to attack me every week, said I was a coward and this and that, and, you know, worked for Israel, all this bull. Turned out he was a fed, came out in federal court in Chicago. And they put him in jail, their own person. Don't be part of this, folks. Whoever shoots first loses. And the British fired first at Bunker Hill, at Lexington, at Concord. And so we're going to be covering this. If this continues to escalate, again, I have a huge interview tomorrow. I'm flying out to Phoenix today. I have a huge interview tomorrow. I'm just probably going to have to go out there. Probably going to have to go out there, and I'll be a major target because you know there's going to be operatives and disinfo people and feds out there. And I'm kind of a general in the fight, obviously, so I try to not put myself right where they're at. But I'd go places without security, obviously, but at a certain point I got to think smart here. But Joe Biggs wants to go. He's definitely going. regardless how David Knight's going to want to go, because he covered the whole Bundy situation. The feds haven't surrounded the building yet. They haven't gotten their propaganda machine going yet. I would tell Cliven Bundy to tell his sons they're out there. I know your sons are of their own men. I'm going to call Cliven here in just a minute and I get a hold of him. But I would tell them that I think you made your point, and I would just say, see, the feds just come with guns and take stuff over when it's not their land. This is our land. We did this to make a point. You guys just clear out of there. Now, I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm not telling you that I'm right. I'm just saying that's my gut. You need to just understand that you are walking into a trap. And maybe it'll turn out all right. Maybe you got God on your side. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not on a high horse. I admire your courage. I admire my reporter's courage, David Knight and Josh Owens, everybody else that was out there at the Bundy Ranch. But this is a serious situation. And I'm telling you, you know what? I've talked to the Bundys many times. They know they're surrounded by provocateurs that stir stuff up. And the timing of this with Obama tomorrow, it looks like the militia kind of, and I'm going from what the reports are saying, went in at the same time or first. We're not sure. I'm going to keep trying to research it. And do people get in emotion and get sucked in? Is there anybody in there hyping things up with the psychological situation? I don't know. I'll be doing live reports throughout the day covering this as it unfolds. But comment below on Infowars.com. I want your humet. I want your intel. I want to hear what you have to say here in this article. Under the video, Alex breaks down the militia groups and the Bundy family assembling to protect an Oregon rancher family. Now see, even my folks posted this are just trying to be pro-militia, pro-Bundy. But I understand they had victory the one time, and praise God it was a miracle. And I hope that happens this time. It's just the timing of Obama with the guns. Tomorrow they want to start a civil war. People are saying there's no video on this. And I think that's just folks' ignorance on the video feed. We'll see what happens. We'll see if this loads. Buckley, are we streaming right now?
Yep, it's live.
All right, it's live. Yep, it's live, folks. It's just wanting people to log in. And again, we're going to do YouTube live streams as well. This YouTube's live stream hasn't worked as well. All right, we have the big high-tech news center in South Austin. I'm here in North Austin right now. I'm about to head back down to the studio. Right now, and again with David Knight and others, more reports will be filed as this unfolds. You are the HUMET. Track everything if you're on the ground. Start shooting video of everything. The cars, the people.
Again, that's Alex Jones. That was a message that was recorded earlier today. He's on his way to a big interview that's going to be announced tomorrow. When we come back, I'm going to go over the breakdown of this by Kurt Nimmo's excellent article saying that the media is going to portray this as crazed gun-toting militias, but we're going to take a look at the real underlying issue about what's going on here. What's going on with out-of-control bureaucracies as well as regulation without representation? That's the real story. That and the fact that these agencies can break the law with immunity while they trump up charges of terrorism to send people to jail. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm in my cold cell.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. In this last segment, we're going to break down what is really the underlying issue in Oregon, the one that the mainstream media is not going to talk about as they descend on that area. That's why we're going there, and we've got an article on Infowars.com from Kurt Nemo. Oregon occupation is about unconstitutional federal land grab. But, of course, the corporate media is going to portray it as crazed gun-toting militias. And before we go to that, I just want to let you know we haven't talked about any of the specials that we have at InfoWars. Of course, that's what helps to keep our operation moving here. We have a InfoWars Life Resolution Pack. You can make 2016 count. You can get the new InfoWars Life Resolution Pack and transform your health this year. You can get Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, the all-in-one cleansing formula Deep Cleanse, and Secret 12, that's vitamin B12, for the lowest price ever. This year, we're helping you make your resolution a reality, giving you 15% off when you use a promo code 2016 at checkout. Again, visit InfoWarsLife.com. Make 2016 different with a resolution pack for 15% off when you use the promo code 2016. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as I was pointing out earlier, what we have really is an army of out-of-control bureaucracies. One example of this is a study that was put out at the end of the year by the Competitive Enterprise Institute in Washington. It said 2015 was a record-setting year for the Federal Register. They said there were 81,611 pages of new regulations that were put into the Federal Registry just last year. They said that was higher than the 77,000 the previous year, higher than the previous record of 81,405 pages in 2010. 80,000 pages of new rules and regulations done by people that you did not vote for. Folks, this is out of control. And this isn't something that is just an issue with Obama. Of course, it is a big issue with Obama. And we have the House of Representatives has passed what's called the REINS Act, R-E-I-N-S Act, regulations from the executive and needs of scrutiny to do just that, to control these out-of-control regulations. They say the Senate, though, is not going to pass it. They're not going to force President Obama to veto it. And as one of the people talking about it in their blog said, if Congress isn't willing to force Obama to explain why the unelected should make laws, it must be because Republican Congress isn't willing to end over-delegation. Now, that's one way to put it. Now, it's not really over-delegation. What it really is an abdication of power. The legislature has abdicated its power to the executive branch and to the bureaucracies that are underneath it. We need to have somebody who understands what the real issue is. This is not something that's going to go away with Obama. This is something that was there, unfortunately, long before Obama. It's been done by Republicans and Democrats. That is why the Republican Senate doesn't want to challenge it. Now, you've got Rand Paul is actually the one who wrote and sponsored the REINS Act. And, of course, most of the regulations that are coming through this year are coming from the EPA. And the FCC. The EPA, of course, is doing its power play, trying to shut down coal, as well as taking over all water in the United States. Remember, we've got that case in Montana, a guy with 8 acres who's a welder. He built a pond on his property. They're fining him $37,000 a day. I mean, that's another big issue that's going on. That's winding its way through the courts. That's how out of control these regulatory agencies are. Then, of course, the FCC, which is just going to assert its control, its ownership of the Internet, using net neutrality, and it really isn't about net neutrality, folks. They've been on both sides of the net neutrality issue. This is about the FCC exerting its power over the content of the Internet. That's why they're using this. The net neutrality is simply a beard. But let's go back to this situation with the BLM. As Kurt Nimmo points out, the corporate media is going to make this about the militia. It's going to make it about guns. And they're going to do this with the backdrop of Obama coming out and saying, we've got to control the violence. We've got to control these terrorists out here. They're going to portray them as terrorists. But understand what they're concerned about. That's what you really need to know. The federal government has claimed ownership of nearly 650 million acres of land, about 30% of the entire U.S. Okay? And he points out that, of course, in the Constitution, the federal government is restricted to establishing forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, other things like that, okay, in the Constitution. It doesn't reserve the right for the federal government to own land, okay? That was deliberate. They deliberately did that. Now, that's the way they did things back east when they created, when they turned a territory into a state, the land was distributed amongst the people that lived in that state. That's one of the reasons why they had minimum number of people, population requirements before it could become a state, because they didn't want all that land to end up in the hands of a few people. Well, guess what? It's in the hands of a few people right now, a few people called the BLM or the Interior Department. Once the Civil War happened, in many ways, they threw the Constitution out the window. And this was one of the many ways that they threw the Constitution out the window. They said, we're going to hang on to this land. We are not going to turn it over. And as Kurt Nimmo points out, even when the federal government was going to use it for constitutional purposes, like forts and arsenals and docks, they still had to purchase the land from the state. And, of course, they're not doing that anymore. Now, the Supreme Court weighed in on this in 1911. They said that the federal government could grab large tracts of land, national forests, that were held in the public's interest. The current regime of federal land management, Kurt Nimmo writes, is blatantly unconstitutional. And that's a quote from the Tenth Amendment Center, who says, the founding fathers never intended to create a republic where the feds could impose draconian fees on peaceful individuals and force them from the land. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what the arrangement in the Constitution was written to prevent, okay? And understand that just because you have a Supreme Court decision in 1911, that doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it law. It doesn't amend the Constitution. Recognize that in 1913, the second person to go to jail for the Espionage Act, and I've mentioned this many a time, was a film producer who did a film called The Spirit of 76. And in that film, he was recounting the American Revolution. And the villains were the British. The Woodrow Wilson administration wanted to go to war, wanted to go to World War I on the side of the British. So he very much resented the fact that the British were portrayed as villains. They told him to cut out certain parts of his film. He did it for one premiere, and then he put it back in when that was in Chicago. Then he put it back in when he premiered in L.A. They tried him and convicted him to 10 years in jail and $5,000 fine, which today would be about $500,000. Now, you have to understand that the Supreme Court said there is no First Amendment protection for movies, just like they said in the Dred Scott decision that slaves had to be returned to their masters in another state if they escaped. The Supreme Court has been on the wrong side of many issues. The Supreme Court has reversed itself on many issues. In the 1950s, they reversed that and said, no, movies do have First Amendment protection. So just because they come in and say that the Constitution doesn't mean what it clearly does mean, we can read the Constitution ourselves, that doesn't make it law. We need to get over the idea that the federal government, with the politically appointed judges, can rewrite the Constitution, or that these bureaucracies, which persist from administration to administration, who are on their own agenda to grow their bureaucracy like some kind of bureaucratic fiefdom, that they should be able to write the laws for us. Now, Kurt Nemo goes on to point out that since 1982, the federal government has leased oil for has had leases for oil and gas, drilling 229 million acres of public and private land in 12 western states. In other words, one of the federal government's largest sources of non-tax revenue comes from land that it leases to oil, gas, and coal companies. These corporations get stupendous deals from the government. And as we pointed out with the Bundy situation, Harry Reid and others were working on ways to take that land. They were saying, we're going to protect the desert tortoise. They were really going to turn that land over, as they did in many other areas that they confiscated from other ranchers, turn it over for big projects, for crony capitalist type projects where they're doing mining or where they're putting in massive solar farms. That's really what is driving this. Kurt Nemo goes on to point out the corporate media, however, will continue to minimize this angle. They will portray the occupation as an illegal act by gun-toting militias bent on an armed confrontation with the federal government. That's why I'm very, very concerned about this. I know exactly how this is going to be used. That's what Alex Jones was talking about. It's very bad timing. And let's understand that when the government says that they're going to send these guys to jail as terrorists because of this small fire, so you're arsonists and you're terrorists, what an amazing abuse of power that is. We need to understand that we have to stand up with state nullification. We have to stand up with the sheriffs, have to protect the people in their jurisdiction. And we as individuals, just one person in the jury trial, could have shut this whole thing down a long time ago. If they would have stood on principle, if they understood what fully informed juries are about, what jury nullification is about. And I want to just point out to you, as we've seen the EPA, this was pointed out this last week, 185 people have been convicted and sentenced to 129 years in prison by the EPA. Yet what did they do this year? They basically, and of course, an investigation by the Department of Interior found that the EPA was solely to blame for the toxic contaminants that polluted hundreds of miles of river throughout three states. Why? So they could increase their bureaucracy. These are little empires that are preying upon the American people, and we have to stop it.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.